Essentially, it was really a sop to public opinion. The Western countries or the international community wasn't doing anything to stop the killing in the Balkans. And so they agreed, at a minimum, to set up this court to prosecute people guilty of war crimes. But most of the nations who helped set it up didn't really expect it or want it to succeed. They saw it very much as a piece of theater, and it succeeded despite them.
What was its task?
Its task was to put on trial all the top people who were responsible for the atrocities that were committed in the wars that accompanied the collapse of Yugoslavia.
And how successful was it?
It drew up a list of 161 people indicted, and it accounted for all of those people indicted. That doesn't mean they were all convicted. About a half were convicted, but they all faced justice one way or another.
A great success for the UN, which set up the court.
Absolutely, and in a way a redemptive success, because the peacekeeping force during the war in Bosnia, Amprofor, was there. It was shackled by a very limited mandate, but it meant that essentially it stood by while these atrocities were committed. And so to some extent this court went some way towards redeeming the UN after the war.
How strong a deterrent has it been to other would-be war criminals in the years that followed?
Well, that's really hard to gauge, because you'd have to go inside the minds of the would-be war criminals themselves. But it is reasonable to argue that if the international community were to follow this example and track down people who are responsible for these terrible crimes, that it would make people think twice when they are making decisions about what they're going to do. For example, in Syria, are you going to confront demonstrations, peaceful demonstrations, by talking, or are you going to open fire? You'd like to think that if these norms are strong enough, and if the example of the Balkan manhunt had been upheld and strengthened, maybe the Assad regime in Syria would have taken another route.
The International Criminal Court, which is actually not a UN-administered court, was set up in the wake of the ICTY. How has the success of the ICTY contributed to the ICC?
Well, I think it was because the tribunal was effective that the idea emerged and got widespread support for a permanent institution. The trouble is that it has been the work of small and medium-sized countries to set this court up, and the big powers, US, Russia, China, India, have not given it support, and that has weakened it. And I think we see the price of that failure to support these norms embodied by the ICC. We see that every day now in Syria, Iraq, and so on.
How have those failures played out in what we're seeing today in those countries?
All the focus now is on terrorism, but if you look at the growth of terrorism, the growth of ISIL or Daesh, it grew out of a situation in which you had regimes. You had the al-Maliki regime in Iraq, you have Assad in Syria, committing mass atrocities and creating the circumstances in which terrorism grew. So even though the great focus now is on terrorism, it grows out, I think, of impunity for mass killing by regimes.
Looking forward, can you see the success of the ICTY, which was focused on one particular region, one war, can you see that being a model for other regions and countries, for example, Syria, Iraq, etc.?
Yes, and don't forget there was a twin to the ICTY, which is the ICTR. In Rwanda, you had a hybrid court in Cambodia, and it may be that these hybrid courts that have a local element, and the one in Sierra Leone, of course, where you have a local element and a UN element, maybe that is the future, given that the ICC doesn't have this big power support.
What did the international community learn from the experience of tracking down those 161 indictees?
I think the lesson of Bosnia is that you can't have enduring peace without justice. They thought that it could be done, that you could just keep a peace and not worry about enforcing justice. That turned out not to be the case, that the Dayton Peace Agreement didn't work in Bosnia without these people being removed from the scene and without a measure of justice being delivered. And I think if there's one lesson that comes out of it, is that it is impossible to build enduring peace without a measure of justice.